Hey, so good evening, morning, afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this. Sorry about my voice, it's 1 a.m. So my voice is really cracking, I think. Yeah, it is. So, I'm going to be talking about anime. Kids show. Talking about anime, I really don't have a topic in mind. I'm basically just going to rant about anime for like the next 3, 4, 5 minutes. I'm not sure, but yeah, enjoy listening to my voice. So, do not be offended. I don't think I'm going to say anything offensive. Well, I'm going to start out with this. Anime is not cartoon. Yes, I said it. Anime is not cartoon. Different people have their arguments, or I'm just going to say it. Anime is not cartoon. It's a Japanese style of animation. And cartoon is an exaggerated type of animation for children. The adults watch too. I watch cartoons. So, so this is an analogy I like to use. That guy is very often rice is a type of food. Beans, no, let's not use beans. Beans, yes, let's just use beans. Beans is also a type of food. So because rice is food and it's well known, like it's more popular than beans, kind of. Yes, it is more popular than beans. It doesn't mean you can't say beans is rice. They are both food, but they are not the same thing. Same with anime and cartoon. Anime is a type of animation. Cartoon is a type of animation. So they are not the same thing. Jesus Christ, I just spent like half the time explaining that anime is not cartoon. Okay. Then, what other thing? And the anime is not for kids. Like, they are anime that are children appropriate. Yes. Well, majority of anime is not fucking. I'll say majority. Yeah, for kids can say for like 13-year-olds, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, yeah, should be able to watch it. Well, yeah, that's what anime is that children should not watch. That's what anime is that you shouldn't watch even if you're 18. I'm just joking, but yeah, you get the point. So it's 3 minutes already, 3 minutes 30 seconds. So I'm just going to give you like a random list, of anime to watch. Yeah, I'm going to be giving like short explanations of all of them. I think they're about 14. I've watched 13 of them. I haven't watched one of them. I haven't watched one, but I haven't finished one. Only watched like one episode or so. So, first of all, Demon Slayer. Yeah, a boy, and his sister. A demon kills the entire family. So, and his sister turns into a demon. So they are trying to turn his sister back into a demon. That's what Demon Slayer is about. And they kill demons. They fight demons in the night. AOT. Giants. Monsters, giant humans that are naked, kill smaller humans, like eat them, kill normal sized humans. Fire Force, the AOTA sign, it's not like naked, just naked. Fire Force, people can control fire, not people, like 20%. Of people can control fire, And some people just randomly turn into fire monsters. So people that can use fire to fight, defeat the fire monsters. Fire force. Yeah. They're like firefighters, but they actually use fire to fight. Fight fire monsters. You get the whole picture. My Hero Academia, 80% of the population has powers, except for the main character, which doesn't have powers. Then later gets powers. Black Clover. Almost same thing as MHA. My Hero Academia. Everybody has magic, except for our main character, who doesn't have magic, but finds out he has anti-magic, which is cool, by the way. Jujutsu Kaisen, fingers. That sounded weird. They're basically trying to get fingers, 20 fingers, because they are monsters. They are human beings. A human can eat the fingers of one particular monster, like the strongest monster that ever existed. He died and his fingers are everywhere. So the plan is to get all the fingers. He eats the fingers because for some reason he's a vessel and he can contain the fingers. He eats the fingers and then they kill him to finally destroy the strongest monster that ever existed. Sword Art Online is 2022, like actually in the anime. The anime is like, it's like it's been like 2018 or so, I'm not sure. The anime takes place in 2020, one of them, and you're stuck in a video game. It's just 6 minutes already and you're stuck in a video game. That's Sword Art Online. Your name, a boy and a girl switch, please switch bodies like on different days. Yeah, so that's basically what the anime is about. It's not a series, it's a movie. It's like an hour plus. Like an hour plus is actually a short movie. A silent voice. A girl is deaf. A boy bullies her. They fall in love. That's what the movie is about. It's a movie too. Bubble. That's the way I can explain it. It's a movie. It's actually chill. Like, I like the animation style. It's one of the animes that really make me appreciate the animation style of anime. Promised Neverland. Grab Tissues for season 1. It's made me cry. The funny thing, the only two animes that ever made me cry. Promised Neverland and what's the anime? One Piece. I am currently watching One Piece actually. I mean 800 and something. I'm almost done. It goes to like 1,000 plus. 800 and something. So yeah. Haikyuu. An anime about volleyball. Yes, I know volleyball is boring. The anime isn't actually. It's fire. Basketball. That's not the name. That's what I wrote down in my notes. Basketball. Kuroko no Basket. Kuroko no Basket. That is the one, the anime. It's about the basketball anime, to so sports anime. Akame ga Kill is 24 episodes. You love the characters, like all of them. It's 24 episodes, but a very beautiful anime. I would not promise you'll be happy at the end, but it's a beautiful anime. You love all the characters. Yeah, that's all I can say. Full Metal Alchemist. Now, this is the one I said I haven't watched, but it's good. Like, it's really good. I've seen just one episode or so, but like really, really good. And bonus anime, I don't know all the animes I've watched. I don't know, that are coming to mind. I would say beginner friendly. That's the thing, looking for anime that's beginner friendly. What did I watch when I started? Sword Art Online. That I watched when I think that was the first anime I watched apart from Naruto. That's the first anime I watched. Naruto, I watched Naruto when I was a child, so almost everybody saw Naruto when they were growing up. Bonus anime, I'll say Seven Deadly Sins. Yeah, you can watch that. Seven Deadly Sins, yes. Seven Deadly Sins, yes. Season 1, season 2, season 3? think like 5 seasons, but I don't recommend you start with that one. I think you should start with Demon Slayer. Yeah, I think that's the best you should start with if you want to start. And if you want a list of just random anime you should watch, I don't think we have time for that. It's 30 time minutes already. I did not plan to stay this long. I thought it'd be like a 5 minutes podcast. So yeah. 10 minutes is actually small. Jesus Christ. I never knew. That time is actually small. So yeah.